Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hello, everyone. This episode of Watch What Crappens is brought to you by Virgin Voyages.
Woo! Yes, Virgin.
Yes.
Thanks, Virgin Voyages, for sponsoring this lovely crappy hour. And it could be the final crappy hour ever. I mean, Virgin could be our final sponsor. Because tomorrow is the rapture, people. It is the rapture. Holy people are going to heaven, and the rest of us are screwed.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait, why is there a rapture on Rosh Hashanah? By the way, happy Rosh Hashanah to my fellow
members. Happy Rapture Shana. No, happy Rosh Hashanah, yeah.
Wait, why is there a rapture tomorrow? Where'd that come from? I feel like normally there's like so much hype leading up. No, I thought like normally there's like, remember when there was one in like 2012, it was like everyone's talking about the rapture, May 20th, May 21st, whenever it was. You can't just like have a surprise rapture. It doesn't work that way.
I didn't know till a few days ago, I started seeing all these TikToks posted on Reddit of people TikTok being rapture. Like, y'all, the rapture's coming. We're so excited. You know, we're selling all our stuff. I'm just sitting out here looking at the stars and I just can't wait for rapture day. Like people are so excited that think they're getting raptured. And I saw a lady today who was like going to Walmart to buy more Bibles, which I don't know. Do you just need those for the raptures? Like to prove extra that you're Bibles. Like the most religious? I don't know, but she was stocking up on Bibles and she was leaving like to go when she left notes on how to take care of her pets. I guess the sinners are going to stay down here and take care of all the holy people's pets. I guess that's how the rapture works. Well, that's how it seems to be in their mind.
So the rapture does not take animals too, just humans.
I guess. Well, some people are like, oh my gosh, will they take the dogs? You know, that's like a big thing on TikTok right now. They're like, is Jesus going to take our dogs or just us? But I used to be, I was raised that the rapture meant that the sinners all burn. I think we all burn down here and then the holy people get taken up. But I think now people are like, oh no, you just have to stay on earth and take care of our pets, I guess.
Oh, okay. So it's just basically like
free dog sitting.
Okay. Yeah. Dog sitting. Okay. Well, I hope that there's no rapture tomorrow because Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is on. So that'd be terrible timing. We're just starting the season.
KDC says, some of us can finally get a house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. Well,
you guys, rapture. I got a huge deal on this house. You know, the rapture market. It was pretty good this year.
The new show on HGTV, Rapture Hunters. It's like, well, now that a whole bunch of inventory has opened up, Joyce and Michael have decided to move to Manhattan.
one of their places is close to the center of town. The other place is close to the burning fiery pits of hell. Which will they choose?
Great news, everyone. Lola Broadhead says she's in the UK. It's 1:33 a.m. and the rapture has not happened yet. So fingers crossed. I mean, it's already happened. I mean, look, I mean, if you're like in Asia, You've been in prime rapture time for many hours. Does the rapture care about time zones? Is it like...
Yeah, that's the thing. No one knows what time exactly because there's so many different time zones. You know, so people are going to be waiting for a while. It's not going to be like, I was completely wrong at 6 a.m. You know, it's going to take a couple of days and then there, you know, we'll see if there are a couple of days left. You know,
It's like finding you have a package that's showing up with FedEx Ground and you're like, well, it's out for delivery. It's arriving sometime today. And then at like 4:30, you're like, sorry, it's coming in. We don't really know when it's coming in. You'll get an update in a few days. You're like, but what about the rapture?
Exactly. Yeah. You've been rescheduled. The rapture has been rescheduled. So just wait. So I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. Time will tell. Okay. Time will tell. But good luck to everybody out there. Let's hope we get taken.
Well, happy Rosh Hashanah for real. I forgot that it was tonight. I thought it was tomorrow. It is tomorrow, but I forgot that it actually starts tonight. I'm being a bad Jew. So apologies to whoever was hoping that I'd make them a Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight, because I'm not. because I didn't, and I have no apples. And I went to the market today, and I still didn't buy any apples, which was my failure.
But you know what?
But
blue is a very Jewish color, and we're both in blue.
We're blue.
So you know what? We're honoring. This is our honor. This is our fancy Rosh Hashanah T-shirt.
So let's talk some Bravo stuff, shall we? Let's kick off the new year with some Bravo, some Bravo goss, shall we?
Okay. Well, what do you want to start with?
Well, you know what? Actually, there's something I want to start with. I always like to start, with like a little stupid thing. There's something we have not addressed, and I don't know if you've even seen this. Have you been aware on TikTok and on social media that Sarah from Real Housewives of Dubai has gone viral? Have you seen her little quote going all over social media?
From a few weeks ago? The one where she's like, don't let your job, don't do the job you love. Love the, wait, goes, what did she say?
No, don't love your job
your love. Yeah, job your love. Yeah, that's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a while, but I feel like we've never addressed it. And I feel like we just have to address, like we have to say, like, we are aware that this is happening. And I think it's what's to me so funny about it is that for the majority of the world, for like the entire world population minus like 25,000 people, they have no idea who this lady is. She just shows up out of nowhere saying this bullshit. And then for those of us who know who Sarah is, I think this is the most hilarious thing because I just love that we sat through two seasons of her speaking utter bullshit that makes no sense, being a total faker, and now she's basically getting roasted by the world. And of course, she sees it as praise. She sees it as like her message getting through.
Oh my God, I went viral, Like I said, don't do the job you love, drop your love, drop your job or whatever. Don't love your job, drop your love.
Yeah, she tries to explain what this actually means. Don't love your job. Job your love. She tries to explain it as like, the love that you have, like treat it like a job. Like go and like, show up and like you put in your hours and like that's your love. Like that's what's, I'm like, shut up, Sarah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sarah. And then the fact that like they all had to say Dr. Sarah Al-Mamdani when she like went, like she had like this bogus, I'm not gonna say bogus, but she got a stupid degree. She got a stupid doctorate and now everyone has to call her a doctor. She's just, I don't know.
Well,
hilarious.
I think I never brought it up because I feel like we've already done that before when we talked about Dubai, because we would always make comments like that, because she was always making some spiritual platitude bullshit comments. And so I felt like we had already done so many riffs on that it just seemed like one of those times where something we constantly made fun of literally came true right in front of our eyes. And it just made me feel good. I will tell you this much. That girl's not getting raptured because, God's like, no. Don't drop your love.
Don't
drop your
love.
Don't love
your rapture. Rapture your love. Which actually makes more sense than what she says.
Yeah. She's still a dummy. So there are some Real Housewives of New York casting rumors. Well, first, I saw a clip of an interview with Erin Leachy. Queen of, even if you don't watch New York, you might know her as the person who brought a very special alcohol to America for the first time.
Yeah, Mezcal.
Mezcal. She brought Mezcal to America.
What an innovator.
We had never heard of it. It's pretty good. I heard Mezcal.
I heard it's great. I'm so glad that she invented it.
She's the Christopher Columbus of Mezcal.
She really is. She brought it over to America in blankets filled with smallpox.
Her mezcal is her smallpox blanket.
Yeah.
Remember that next time you take a sip.
Mm-hmm. Erin, who is just full of so much personality, and really one has to credit Erin for really, being a breakout star on that reboot. Thank God for her. Thank God for all that humor and personality.
She's just so Erin in this interview. So she's talking about, who she knows from the OG cast. And she's like, I see Sonia, but like she never remembers who I am. I mean, it's like ridiculous. I'm like, hello. Like, I literally know you. Like, we've literally met. And she just, every time she sees me, she's like, who are you? I mean, really? I mean, Erin, you're Erin,
You're Erin, and Sonia's Sonia too. Like, you're forgettable and she's forgetful. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah. And then she says that her mom, she says, Luann's a blast, Dorinda's a blast. Bethany's actually been very nice to me on DM. Like, she really, she told me where to get the best chicken salad. I thought that was really nice. But her mom lives in Ramona's apartment building, not her apartment, but her apartment building. And they ran into each other. And my mom said something to her like, oh, yeah, my daughter's on the show now. And she's like, oh, yeah, I don't watch that. It's doing terribly. And my mom's like dying. She's like, oh, OK, thanks. That's so Ramona.
That's so Ramona. Like, you know what? I'm sorry. I, you know, I can't watch the reboot. But you know what? I was doing terribly. OK, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But from what I've heard, everyone on the show looks older than me. OK, because I look young. They look old. I look young. They look old.
Yeah. Okay, so there are casting rumors on Real Housewives of New York. I mean, you got to hand it to them for, they just keep trying, you know? Yeah. And that's commendable.
Yeah, it really is. So we know that Brynn is gone. We know that Rebecca Minkoff, Becky Minkoff is gone.
Becky, yeah, Bex.
Becky. So there's over on entertainmentnow.com, there's a handy infographic. Actually, this came, the infographic really came from the IG account Where What Happens Live. So by the way, there's nothing that says any of this is true. This is just what's going through the gossip mill right now. And so the goss is that returning players are Cy, Aaron, Jessel, and maybe Jenna. How do you feel about just that rumor alone?
I mean, fine. Fine. I think I just need more time, you know? I need more time.
What if time was the next person coming back? It's going to be Cy, Aaron, Jessel, and time.
Can we worry about this after Rapture time? It's one of those stories where I'm like, eh, I don't know that I'm ready.
Let's get the Rapture out.
Yeah, I just need some more time. I mean, look, every season we try and scrub the DVR of our brains and start anew. So I just hope it's better. The last one was super not great and ended really badly. So I don't know. I don't know that any of that was these people's fault, but I don't really credit them with giving a great season either. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see, you know. I hope it's great. I want New York to be great. So that's what I'll say. I'll keep it positive like that. I want New York to be great. So whatever you're doing over there, I hope you do it greatly.
I think that's a great attitude. I think we're actually all rooting. We're like Tyra Banks. We're rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. We want New York to be great. It has a great legacy. And I'm not trying to be a pun with that, but it does have a great legacy. And we want nothing but the best. It's one of the greatest cities in the nation, if not the world. It has such a unique identity. Like, it just needs to be given a cast that should reflect the greatness of New York, but actually maybe not the true greatness of New York, because they actually tried to address the true greatness of New York by showing like of this big, diverse cast of fascinating, you know, arty, fashion forward people. But it's like, no, I actually want kind of the worst of New York. I kind of want the awful people in the Upper East Side who are tone deaf and obnoxious. And they go to the Hamptons. They don't understand how much things cost. And they're terrible. Like, that's actually what I want. I want to go into their worlds. I don't need to go into an influencer's world. I know it's not exciting for me to go into a Bryn Whitfield world. So,
well, it's also I think one thing they were trying to do, you know, beyond the diversity, because New York had been getting in so much trouble because of comments that Ramona was making, and the season with Ebony and all that happened. That was a disaster of a season. And I think that they were coming back thinking, you know what, we'll give the audience what they want. Non-problematic people who aren't going to get canceled. And of course, that ended up backfiring with Bryn. But at the time, you know, you could kind of see what they were going for. The problem with that is non-problematic people who aren't going to get canceled any minute don't make good housewives. To be a good Real Housewife, you have to be insane, and you have to prepare to try and cancel. Like, they're going to cancel them at some point. They're going to say something. They're going to be so bold that they're going to get in trouble. And that's part of being a Real Housewife. And it's nothing to do with the diversity. It doesn't mean you have to have a bunch of ignorant white ladies, but there are ignorant people of every color. And I think they should all be represented.
Absolutely. Well, there are plenty of crazy people from all walks of life that they should find. And instead, Bravo tried to do something that was like, I don't know, out of the pages of like Cosmo or something. And it was like, no one wants Cosmo. We want to like see the stupid people from like Town and Country or something. But Yeah, we need it. We need to fix that. However, I mean, it wasn't a total outright failure. I do think that Jessel was a great find. Someone who is delusional, who is ridiculous, who says ridiculous things. Like, that's where Jessel was so strong. They did not center her this last season. I always said that was a mistake. I think Erin, I don't know, Erin, like, I believe it or not, I actually was rooting for Erin to be better than she was. I think Erin was, she was trying. She understood the assignment, but she just couldn't execute it the way I think that she saw that she could. She knew that she had to stir the pot. She knew she had to get into things, but she just wasn't compelling in the way she did it. And, you know, I think Sai was most improved. So when they said that the rumor is Jessel and Sai come back, I can't believe that I'm actually in a place where I'm like, okay with Sai being back. Because after the first season, I never wanted to see her on my TV again.
Yeah, they changed. Yeah. But still not hilarious. Not Sai or Erin. So I need more hilarity. So let's see who we've got here. One lady is named Nicole Daisy Toye, Martha Stewart's makeup artist.
I appreciate the link to Martha Stewart. I don't feel like makeup artist is where we should go for a real housewife.
Yeah, like we need Martha Stewart. We don't need Martha Stewart's makeup artist. I mean,
we want to be aspirational. Now, of course, there's like makeup artists that are like the top of their career and they are like very esteemed and they are artists and they are like really wonderful at what they do. And by the way, almost to a T, every single makeup artist I've ever met in my entire life has always been absolutely batshit crazy, oftentimes in a great way, in a great, hilarious way. But I think that these shows are about the people who employ the makeup artists, not necessarily the makeup artists.
Well, wait, you're going to get another one because now we have June Ambrose, who is a celebrity stylist. Okay, that's just a whole different show. You know what I mean? Put June and Nicole on a different show where stylists are going out and fighting with each other and like fighting over clients and stuff like that.
I feel like I've heard of June Ambrose before. I don't know where I've heard of her before. I'm sure someone's going to weigh in.
Well, her picture's like this. And she's like looking up, which I like.
I like that Carrie shoot. I just came in. I missed the context of this, but Carrie in the comments says, Carol is garbage. So a perfect housewife. Great. I'm always good for anyone garbage. Yeah. June Ambrose. Yeah. I don't know. Stylists. My concern with the stylist is that like, we just sort of had two seasons of people coming from that world and it was not great. So
Brianna is saying now June has been in the game for over 30 years.
Right. She's famous, right? She's known, right?
And a lot of this is we don't know. We see just like a little, they're literally teeny tiny pictures with their names and what they do. So this is all blind. We don't have any idea if these people would be good or not. Because when I first saw Ramona Singer on TV, I said, absolutely not. And I would not watch that show because she looked insane. She was like, whoa, like just that kind of cross-eyed, like, look. I just, and just her attitude. And I thought, no, why would they cast this person? Which, of course, once I did start watching it, completely understood how they cast her. But, you know, you never really know until you see somebody in their element if they're going to be good or not. So the next one.
By the way, I just want to say, people in the comments are really, like, they're saying that June is really, she's sort of like an icon. She's been in the game for a long time. And people seem to be actually quite excited at the idea of June being a real housewife. So
okay, good.
I'm actually going to trust our listeners on this because I know our list, like we're all kind of on the same page. And if our listeners are saying she's been around for a while and if she was on the show, like that would be a get. I trust that. Okay. Like I believe that just how like we always said that like on Beverly Hills, like why do they not have Nicolette Sheridan, right? Like where's Nicolette Sheridan? Kind of feel like it sort of seems like maybe we're getting some of that energy here with June Ambrose.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Sometimes the police have just 24 hours to gather enough information to charge someone who they believe has committed a serious crime. Could you gather enough information on motive, means and opportunity before the time runs out? If you're fascinated by true crime, then join us in October 2026 for CrimeCon London. Meet the biggest names in true crime TV, experience live forensic demonstrations, and dive deep into the criminal mind with your favorite authors, experts, podcasters, and content creators. From cold case reviews to immersive sessions with crime scene experts and police dogs, this is your chance to be part of the UK's biggest true crime event. Go to crimecon.co.uk now to secure your tickets. CrimeCon London, partnered by True Crime Channel, 3rd and 4th of October 2026. The clock is ticking. To secure your place, go to crimecon.co.uk now and be part of the UK's biggest true crime community.
So the next one up is Erica Faye Jones, who's a real estate developer. And it's interesting that she has Faye in her name because she has Faye Resnick face. And here, you know what? I'm going to share this so we can show people these who we're talking about. Why not? Window, share the ladies. Let's bring the ladies up, shall we? She's okay, like so Erica Faye is right here. I'm getting Faye face, aren't you? And her name is Erica Faye.
Yeah, and on top of that, actually, I'm looking at some other pictures on Google Images, and she sort of has like an Eva Longoria meets Lindsay from Summer House face too, which I think is like a great sign. That's a great combo.
Erica,
at least in one photo.
What's her name? Jones. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Google Images. Let's see. Yeah, this is the picture they used, which is kind of Faye face, right? Oh my God. Yeah, that's Charlie Kirk's wife. Is that what that is? Erica Faye Jones divorced. Who's that? I'm getting all my faces mixed up. I'm like, they got Charlie Kirk's wife to be on New York. Let's start spreading the rumor.
Maybe former.
Isn't that who this is? Yeah,
it might be.
I think that is her, right?
I think it probably is.
Oh, Google Images is trolling us. Okay, so that's her. So I don't know. She's a real estate developer. What do I know? Okay, so then
JR in the comments says that Martha's makeup artist has her own company and is really rich. Okay.
They need to say that in the description. Yeah, say like rich, crazy lady with a makeup company. That's how you sell it. You don't tell me it's just someone's makeup artist. That's a difference. Say
makeup entrepreneur like Chanel Ayan. Come on.
Speaking of, somebody in the comments also said Chanel said she was going to be moving to New York while her son went to school. So come on, people, pay attention.
I think we need to with Real Housewives of Dubai, they just really need to take that cast. It's like, it should be like a corporate reorg. Just like put everyone, just scatter them into different shows. Put Caroline Brooks here, put Chanel there, put Caroline Stanbury somewhere else. Like just, there is raw talent on that show. Let's not lose it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Who do we have next here? Sorry, I'm looking at a different window. You go next. Do you still have it up?
Okay. Yes. Chanel Jones, Chanel Jones, Chanel. The Today Show host.
She's a Today Show host. So I like that because she can always be like, oh, hi, ladies. How are we doing? Oh, I know. I love Today Show hosts like Hoda.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't Hoda.
I had
Hoda Today Show.
Hoda. What was Hoda Kotb. She was the third hour.
Mm-hmm. I liked her when she was always like, hey, how's everybody doing? Today we're going over a new kind of coffee that I can't live without. I can't live without it. I love coffee. I like that constantly laughing on the verge of maniacal, shakes kind of a person.
Yeah. I think if you're going to do like a TV host, it's a double-edged sword because either they're like very fake and they're not going to really give you their true self because they have a broadcasting career they care about, or like you want someone like Stacey from Potomac who maybe is like out of a job or moved to this to get like a higher job and has like that fake thing, but you can see there's like chicanery like underneath the surface that comes out in a really fun way. Like, so I think that's
yeah, what like, but I think always Hoda, a risk Hoda that beats her gardener or something, like I think that there's something under that maniacal, like happiness. There's always something like she pinches babies or something, So I'm the same as you. I'm rooting for it.
Erica Faye Jones is Giselle's Bryant's best friend and business partner, says Michael Horn, who is, by the way, Michael Horn has a podcast. You all should listen to it. I think we did know that. But didn't Erica show up on some Potomac episodes now that Michael says it?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I feel like she showed up and I think she did.
I think that's a plus, right? Okay, so now we have Sarah Wettenhall, owner of The Colony Palm Beach and Hedges, East Hampton.
Oh, okay, so put her in. She's going to be awful. She's a yes. She's gonna be awesome.
She sounds terrible. Let's do it. Bring her for terrible. Sure.
She is capitalizing off of super wealthy people, and she probably has certain ideas of like what's right and what's wrong, and she's probably ass backwards. Get her in there right away.
Yeah, so this is 9 people, including Jenna. So we'll see how this pans out. But you know what? You guys keep on cooking in that kitchen, and I can't wait to see what you bring out.
And I would say this.
Share this.
I'm going to say that Jenna, I think that she should be a friend of. I think I had high hopes for Jenna because I loved her show, whatever, I'm blanking what it was called. But the show that she had on HBO Max before this, I thought she was quirky and fun and fabulous. And that did not translate onto Housewives. So I appreciate that Jenna is original and she's like a different type of housewife. And I like that. I do like that she's very successful and wealthy. And but I think that like maybe she might need like a friend of season, and then we can reevaluate to see if she can come back to like full fledged housewife. But I love her. I just don't know if she's I don't know if she was quite compelling enough to be housewife.
Well, there are other rumors swirling about Real Housewives of New Jersey casting. Oh. There have been rumors that Teresa is not being asked back because she's refusing to film with Melissa still. So basically in one interview, she says, I'm not desperate for that job. I'll be fine. Blink, 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 blink. And in another, because then people were like, oh my God, Teresa's really not coming back. And then, so in another interview, she was like, well, you know, like my door is like cracked. Like, you know, like I'm kind of open to it. You know, like I could maybe like make up with her, but like we'll see how it goes. So she's kind of backpedaling on that. And someone said, hey, Teresa, is it true you're not coming back to, Real Housewives of New Jersey? And she was like, whatever, I'm the OG. Ping, 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 ping.
I cannot tell. I really cannot tell what the situation is with Teresa. I keep on saying that Bravo is never going to drop Teresa, but people are saying like Louis is like too much of a liability. I really don't know how it's going to shake out.
Well, we still don't know what's going on with Jersey, but apparently they've got a lot of headlines coming out. So I think that something's going on over there because the publicity machine is back on.
It's gearing up.
Recently, Jen Fessler and Jackie Goldschneider were at the Page Six virtual reality after party for their award show that they had. And yeah. Jen's like, well, it's me, Jen Fessler, here with Jackie Goldschneider. We're just having a blast at this party. What a great night. And Jackie's like, you know where our friendship went wrong? Was when you cared only about the famous people in the room and you didn't value our friendship. And there's just a long silence because they're just like recording some random thing at a party.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck did I? And Jackie's like audibly wasted. Like you can hear her. She's like, yeah, you don't appreciate me like you appreciate everybody else. And that hurts me, Jen Fessler. And Jen's like, oh, well, I didn't realize you felt that way. I've slept with Tony Soprano. I don't know if you've heard. And she's like, yeah, well, it hurt me. And all you care about is fame. And she's like, well, I'm sorry that you feel like that. Maybe we could talk about that at a different time. Well, you know, it's just very hurtful because I invested so much into our friendship. Like, you don't even care about me. You only care about famous people. You're always looking towards the door to see who's coming in. You don't care about me. Who is me? What about Jackie?
I really like Jackie, but this is very rich coming from the person who like dropped Margaret to go hang out with Teresa. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, you know, Jackie, your reputation on this front has not been stellar. I have to say.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But you know, anyways, the audio is pretty amazing. You should listen to it. I'm thinking making it like an extended ringtone because it was just so awkward. And Jen Fessler is just trying to have fun. And they're at this fun award show and Jackie was just not having it.
This is when they were recording a pod. She was drunk during their podcast?
No, it was an after party for their award show. Because they just had their award show. Yeah.
Oh, it was caught on audio. I thought this was like their podcast that she said that.
No, I think they were doing like a live, like an Instagram live or something from the after party. And this is when she chose to bring this up. And she's like, you know, we're on live right now. It's like, yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. You should respect our friendship. I invested so much into this friendship.
You know, Jennifer in the comments says, Ben, you really like Jackie. She's shown who she really is and she sucks. No, I agree. I think that Jackie fully fell on her face this last season. And I don't like how she treated Margaret. And I think also like her role in that stupid scandal. I don't even remember exactly what it was at this point anymore, that she was the one who talked to the woman and said was really, really bad. I always liked her as a real housewife. I just I think she lost her way. And so I would like her to have a season where she like a redemption season. But she ended on a sucky note. So like if people say like, oh, Jackie sucks. Like I wouldn't be like, no, she's the best. I'd be like, yeah, well, she had a sucky last season. And you know what? That's what happens. You have a sucky last. If you suck in your season, you never know if you're going to get another season to redeem yourself. And so that's yeah. always going to be awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, just the awkward silences, just the making it awkward and the amount of awkward silences in that recording. I was like, okay, well, you know, I wouldn't mind if we revisited Jackie because that shit's funny. I was cracking up and just hearing Jen Fessler again, because she's still Jen Fessler. It made me excited for Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, this is good. We're building up a Jersey desire, but I wonder if Rhode Island is going to just like steal all that thunder, because like really the talk has been about Rhode Island and what they just finished filming. Right. And so now they're getting ready for their, like that's going to be, I feel like all the attention is going to be there. I wonder if there's going to be any Rhode Island cast reveals or anything that's going to happen at BravoCon. What do you think?
Probably. Yeah. It seems like they're holding a lot for BravoCon, right?
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be some, like maybe they'll like introduce the casts, even if they're not ready to show us any footage, but I feel like they'll have some footage or maybe like not a sizzle, but like a teaser, if not a full trailer. For BravoCon. And I think we're gonna get that. And I think we're gonna get a Vanderpump Rules teaser and maybe even the Ladies of London. I think we're gonna get everything at BravoCon. Everything.
Oh my God, Ladies of London. Yes. I hope they don't fumble Ladies of London. I'm so excited.
I know. All the teasers are coming out. I mean, like we also had the Summer House teaser. Speaking of Summer House, there was like the tiniest little teaser that dropped a few days ago. That was basically giving us what we've always dreamed of, which is a spinoff of what happens in the city in between the weekends. And I cannot tell you, I am so excited for this. I am so, so excited. Like, this is what I've wanted for like 9 years.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it depends on which way they go. We didn't see anything. They didn't show us anything except that we're going to have a city spinoff. So I don't know who's going to be in that. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm reserved, but yeah, I'm excited. At this point, Bravo's got me to the point where I'm just so excited to see anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, give me something here. Like, what am I doing tonight? Nothing. Okay. I mean this, but you know, after this, I'm like, I'm watching Baking Show. Come on, man. Give me something. Bravo.
Ronnie, your lighting's looking really good all of a sudden. I mean, it was good all the entire time, but you have this nice, like,
oh, it's getting dark nice. Outside. That's why.
Yeah, it's getting dark, so you're looking very highlighted. And
yeah, really thank good. You. Thank you, sun, for going down. You're really working with my cheekbones. Ronnie, how was the Jeff Lewis party? I heard it was a mess with Kelly, Todd, and her husband there. I'll just say husband. Yeah, there was some drama at that Jeff Lewis party. You know what? Look. I'm a very liberal person. They're very conservative people. And Kelly and I both have very extreme tempers. And we have fought many a time, actually. We argue almost every time we see each other. And this was no exception. But that said, we also laugh together quite a bit. But we don't agree on anything. And so we got into kind of a screaming match in the middle of this hotel lobby, me and the couple. And it went on and on. I just couldn't believe some of the stuff I was hearing. All we've made up for, I'm not going to get into it because it's politics and we don't really talk about that on this show because it's, especially right now, it's really inflaming everybody. Obviously, it inflamed me. I lost my shit, basically, is what happened. And I woke up feeling like I should have been more embarrassed than I was, but I wasn't really. But it was ugly. It ended well. We decided to agree to disagree. And that's pretty much how that ended. But yeah, I don't know how I expected to go to a Jeff Lewis thing and for there not to be drama, but I didn't necessarily expect that it was going to be, you know, with me. But, listen, one thing I love is screaming in arguments with people that I disagree with. So I had a good night ultimately. But I think everything I had to say, I said to their face, and I think they did too. And we ended it, as well as, you know, we ended it well. We agreed to disagree.
You guys were like,
you know,
you guys were like having this whole political argument. I was like, oh my God, are we really doing this right here? You guys were like fighting. And then all of a sudden, 3 seconds later, you guys were like clutching each other. Like, oh my God, I love you. It was like literally, you know, in those Real Housewives episodes when like people go from like on Miami when they're like when Stephanie and Alexia are like fighting, the next thing you know, it's like, I love you. It's like, that's what you guys, I was like, I can't, you guys are being well, so silly. But it was, you guys were having a political argument, but it wasn't very deep. In terms of like,
well, it wasn't that deep. I mean, look, everybody's been having the same arguments all over the country. I don't think anything either one of us said was groundbreaking or new. It was basically liberal talking points versus conservative talk. I just got so pissed because, you know, Kelly is not some wilting flower. I mean, Kelly, when she argues, it's like, dude, you're wrong. Communism. You know, that was that. And so then, of course, I start matching that. And then before you know it, we're not even taking it that seriously. But at one point, you know, everybody's sitting there just like this, you know, looking at us. And I was like, oh, OK, well, I guess we should wrap this up. So basically, I was like, look, you know, Kelly, I've never agreed with you. We have a long history of disagreeing and getting in fights, but we always find a way to make up and still laugh together when we're in the same place. And, you know, it's ridiculous to in this country, we're on such different pages right now. We do have to be able to communicate with each other, even when you don't agree. It's important to tell people when you think their ideas are stupid and not just let them pass by, because there are sometimes I cannot just be quiet. But it's also important to kind of listen, I guess, and then have the conversation, because I mean, what else are we going to do? We're just all going to be beating each other up in the street soon. So yeah, that was that. So yeah, that happened, but it ended okay.
Yeah. It was funny. And the worst part was that I wanted to go home, because I was like, I hadn't had dinner yet, and I wanted to go home and like just like watch shows for the podcast. But then I was like, if I leave now, then it seems like I'm running away from this thing. I was like, I'm not running away. I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not awkward. I just want to go home. And it's like, you know what? You know when you're like ready to just like you're ready to start saying your byes at a party, and then something happens, and then you like you can't. And I was having a really fun time at the party, but like, you know, like it was just one of those things like, oh, now I've got to sit here. And they're having like the last thing I want to do is sit here during a political argument in the middle of this hotel. But it was.
Well, it had been a long week of just reading stuff and reading in the news and reading all these fucking idiotic things being said. And people were just sitting there letting it happen. And I was like, hell no. Like, I just started getting so pissed. And I've gotten pretty good as I've gotten older about keeping my temper in check. But good Lord, it left me that day. And at one point I was just like, fuck it. You know, like if I'm never seeing these people again, I don't care.
The best part was at one point, Ronnie leaned back in his chair and he crossed his legs and he cupped his hands around his knee and he goes, I'm sitting back. I'm sitting back. I'm not interrupting. I'm sitting back.
Oh, yeah. They said, let me talk. I'm like, they're screaming. And they're like, no, you have to let the other side talk too. And I was like, okay, fine. So I sat back and crossed my legs and said, fine, talk. And like, let me talk. I said, I'm sitting back and crossing my legs. Like, that is letting you talk. Fucking talk. Let me talk. I said, but you are talking. No, but let me talk. I said, you are talking.
It was a sight to behold, everyone. And I'm so glad I'm so glad it's over. Yeah. But yeah, you guys, but like, yeah, it was, I don't know if, I don't know.
Yeah. Someone like, says they were talking about it or not, but it wasn't, you should ignore anything. It. You know, they said you should just ignore stuff like that. I know. And normally I'm okay with ignoring it, but sometimes I just can't ignore it. Sometimes you need a solid fuck you. And I think they got one in and I got one in, and then we ended it. It ended fine. It ended. Someone said, what did Jeff do? Jeff sat there like this. I was sitting. Okay. First of all, this was the setup. I'm sitting next to Jeff. Okay. We're in these two easy chairs or whatever. So Jeff is there. Jeff is like this. Cause you know, Jeff loves that shit. Jeff, Jeff loves that. Lakendra's on my lap. Like, Lakendra's literally sitting on my lap. And Ben was sitting on the other side of my lap. We were all three sharing a chair.
Lakendra, Ron, and I were sitting on a chair together. And I was trying to talk to Kristen Takeman.
And Kristen Takeman, too, was across from us. Yeah.
I was trying to talk to Kristen Takeman, and these two were having their political argument under me. At one point, I was standing. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And then I was trying to talk to Kristen Takeman, and they were screaming at each other under me while I was standing there. And I was like, okay, I can't have this guy. I was like, I can't. But they were screaming, but then you guys were like hugging at the same time. It was so crazy. It was hilarious.
Well, the hugging happened way after that, but you know what?
There was a moment where you guys like clasped, like you were like, had like a joyous moment. And then you guys,
well, because
like,
it was intense. I mean, when I'm telling you, we were screaming at each other. We were screaming at each other. It wasn't just like, you're incorrect on this. And I don't really agree with you. It was like on both of our part, we were going crazy. And so it was just intense. And I think after it was like, oh my God, what did we just do? Cause you see everyone's face around. Everyone's like, horrified. So yeah, whatever. So that happened. But all in all, I mean, it was still a fun night, you know, no hard feelings or whatever. So, and anything I have to say about the politics of it or whatever we argued about, I'll say it to their face, and I'm sure they'll say it to mine too. So, no worries. But anyway, that was that. I don't want to take any more time. My only regret was, oh my God, I hope that I didn't upset Ben, because, you know, that's like being married to a crazy person. You're stuck with somebody at a party and something that like that happens. And that was our first time at one of those parties, too. We've never gone to one of those. So I was like, oh, God, poor Ben, you know. But
yeah, I was like, I just want to go home and have dinner. That's all I want to do. And now I'm like, I do have to stay here. I have to like have him on his back, which, of course, I was supposed to have your back. I don't think I did anything that would indicate
no.
That.
I was just standing there. No, that's all. You don't have, you know, it's not like I was being personally attacked or anything like that. It was nothing like that. So anyway, that was that. All right. Back to the headlines, my little friends.
All right. Well, let's talk about, I just saw this headline right here. Paige DeSorbo discusses real reason she quit Summer House, realizing she hated her boyfriend while filming a reality TV brainwashing. Wow. So, by the way, I just saw this headline while we were looking at the other article. I saw it on the side and I was like, well, I've got to click on this because I want to know what this is. So I'm going to like read this on the fly with everyone here. Paige DeSorbo addressed her decision to leave Summer House. She hinted at reality TV's brainwashing. The star also alluded to an ex-boyfriend who acted like a principal. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Last year, Paige broke up with Southern Charm's Craig Conover, who said he was blindsided. And so she said, I just had this overwhelming sense that I couldn't go back. I know I would have been doing a disservice to the show. They expect a certain level of showing up and I just couldn't give them that. And I definitely had to get over the feeling that my career would be over. The element thinking that like, you need that show and that network. And Hannah reminded me that they're not in charge of your career. And being on reality TV, there's a level of, this is like a harsh word, but like, brainwashing, sort of like whoever brainwashed Lindsay that whatever she's wearing is actually stylish, that kind of thing. So she says, I had a boyfriend once and he worked with one of his friends and he was very adamant to me about how it's like not easy working with your friend. And he would always be like, it's a clear boundary. Like once a week you have a phone call where it's just like the two of you just like talking about work stuff. And I was like, what are you, our principal? 1000%.
Be the principal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think this says what the real reason is that she left the show.
She left the show because she didn't need it. I mean, you got really big and rich. So you're like, why am I going back on Summer House? I don't need that shit. And she didn't want to give up Summers anymore from what I'm reading from this. But yeah. So Paige quit.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to give up my Summer anymore either. I mean, I think I love Paige on Summer House. I don't know what Summer House is going to be like without her. But quite frankly, if you have now reached the level where Paige is selling out Radio City Music Hall like two or three times in a row in 1 week and like doing all these fashion things, covering the Oscars for Vanity Fair and like being in all these magazines and going on late night TV, and then you have to spend your entire summer in a house with Kyle and Jesse Solomon of people like that. Like, no, thank you. Lexi Wood. She had to spend the summer with Lexi Wood. Like, get her out of that house. Let her do famous things. She did it. She worked hard. She made it to a new tier of fame. Let her go to cool parties and spend time where she deserves, which is a quiet beach house where she can sit back and drink a lemonade at 3 p.m. and a gin and tonic after that and watch Love Island and just be a happy person in a quiet house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you go live it, Paige. You go live your life. Now, I'm not sure what to expect from Summer House either, although I did see a clip of Jesse walking through the street singing. Like he made like a music video for himself. And I couldn't bring myself to press play on that because I can't listen to Jesse. I'm sorry. Like, you know, there are some things that I have a red line about and that's it. And I would not cross it. I would not click on the little volume button. But I did watch a whole video of him walking through the street singing. And it was this. That big stupid face. And so I know we have that to look forward to. A big stupid face. That's all big I know. Stupid face. The rest of it, I'm just going to wait until it's upon us.
Well, unfortunately, there's billboards with Lexi Wood all over my neighborhood here. And so I feel like I could just never get away from her. I feel like she's left the show, but she hasn't left my life. And I just see them and it's like, Lexi, oh, what's going on with me and my family?
Okay, so something that's looking promising is Real Housewives of Atlanta casting. Singer Kay Michelle fires back at Gisele Bryant and Robin Dixon for questioning her role on Atlanta and blasts Robin as a couch potato.
Why is that funny?
Did you see this?
Why is it funny? I saw there's a lot of K. Michelle stuff going around, and in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to circle back to this when it's closer to crappy hour. And then I actually never circled around to it. But yeah,
this
I know
was
that there's some
great. So on, so Robin said, Atlanta Bravo shows are running out of people in response to K. Michelle joining Real Housewives of Atlanta and Angel Love joining Married to Medicine. Allegedly, they're using people from other networks now. So K. Michelle responded and said, why be so worried about me and my overly educated and successful self and what I might be doing? Robin, you ran out of a job a long time ago. You would love to be recycled, you little couch potato. Just yapping. You should.
To be fair, she was recycled onto the traders.
You should have ran through that hotel lobby where your husband was, lady. And Gisele, you look beautiful. Leave me alone. And y'all go yodel. Oh, and let me go yodel in peace. I'm around here selling out shows and you're selling baseball hats, but you're worried about me and what I might be doing. The nerve of this couch potato.
Wow. I love her. I love K. Michelle. Wow. That so, also like
we have a couch new hero.
There's so. Listen, a lot of people have been called couch potatoes, and couch potato is not even really like such a, I don't know, like weaponizing couch potato in that way against Robin is just somehow oddly so perfect that I kind of love it. Wow. The let me go yodel in peace is also hilarious. I love that she said, let me go yodel in peace. Because how many times have I said that? How many times has Paige DeSorbo said that? No wonder why she's not on that show anymore. Peace.
That shit's hilarious. So, I mean, that show's not going to be coming back for a while, I don't think, but goddamn. I know that I have a new hero when it does come back. So welcome, K. Michelle. Can't wait to see what you bring.
Yeah, great work. Great work, K. Michelle. That was, you're really getting me excited right now.
In other Atlanta news, Kenya did a video in her hair salon, which I think was foreclosed on this week. There were court documents being, or court papers being passed around that she has been foreclosed on and her salon is officially closed. I don't have them in front of me, but that's what I read. And, she is still doing her like confessionals in her salon and people were like, oh my God, is that a rat? Cause you see something walking behind her at one point. They're like, oh my God, Kenya has a rat in her salon while she's trying to shade Karen Huger. And I think it was just her Yorkie, like one of her little Yorkies.
That's amazing.
But the fact that people were saying, oh, she has a rat in her salon was just such funny karma for Kenya. Because Kenya was being really mean. I mean, Karen Huger obviously just got out of jail. And Kenya was like, oh, Karen, you got out of jail. So were you the top or the bottom? Yeah, like, were you the top bunk or the bottom bunk, Karen? I mean, just, you know, Kenya being. Kenya.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking at the video and I don't, it's definitely a dog. It's not a rat, but it's just funny to think about. It's like definitely a dog.
Yeah. I don't think it was a rat either. I could tell that it was a dog. It was just funny that Kenya's karma was all that people took from that video as well. Kenya still sucks. She's got rats in her salon and now her salon is foreclosed. So, you know, karma's a quick worker.
Speaking of jail time, a quote that's been going around is that Andy Cohen has been saying he never wants to see Jen Shah again. Do we think that will ever that? Do we think that statement is at odds with her actually coming back onto the show? Because I still think Bravo's going to bring her back.
They're going to bring her back. I don't believe for one second that they're not going to bring Jen Shah back. I just don't believe it. I mean, you can't convince me of it. They're going to bring her back. She's going to worm her way back in there somehow. But maybe, I mean, maybe not. But
I mean, I don't think the show needs her. The show doesn't need her, but I think that, like, I would not be surprised if they do it just to get under Heather Gay's skin. You know,
I don't think I don't want her back. I don't want Jen Shah back.
I don't think anyone wants her back.
But no, I think that I think that they would see it as a big ratings boost to have the girl who just went to prison come back. You know,
it'll be like Whitney Rose, who's going to shoot a scene with her. It's going to be like, yeah, I met with her. Yeah, because she put in the time. Can't you put in the time? Can't she be better for like the things that you do? So you never listen to me, Lisa, because I think everyone deserves a shot. The way you don't give me a shot, Lisa, I gave her the time. Yeah. You know, it's going to be one of those.
What did you go to jail for? Sucking dick.
You exploded my vagina. And I'll just end on that note. It'll just be like, it'll go black.
Oh, hey, it's time to talk to the audience. What the heck? Time has flown today, Ben.
Time has flown. So we're going to go talk to the audience. This will be the end of the audio portion. And just as a reminder, this episode of Watch What Crappens is brought to you by Virgin Voyages. Thank you so much, Virgin, for sponsoring this
episode
of Crappy Hour.
Thank you so much, Virgin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. To everyone on audio, thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.